Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
There stands a hall, the bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with purple and pall, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In that hall there stands a bed, the bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with scarlet so red, and I love my Jesus above anything. At the bedside there lies a stone, the bells of paradise, I heard them ring, which the sweet Virgin Mary knelt upon, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Under that bed there runs a flood, the bells of paradise, Jesus above anything. At the bed's foot there grows a thorn, the bells of paradise, I hear them neigh, whichever blows blossom since he was born, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Over that bed the moon shines bright, and bells of paradise, and I love my Lord Jesus above anything. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. childless wife he gives a home and gladdens her heart with children.
He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He comes in splendor, the King who is our peace. The whole world longs to see him.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. He sends forth his word to the earth, and his command spreads swiftly through the land.
The eternal word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
The eternal word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
The eternal word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
The eternal Word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
The eternal Word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
The eternal Word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The eternal Word, born of the Father, before time began, today emptied himself for our sake and became man.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. In the same way, while we were not yet of age, we were like slaves subordinated to the elements of the world. But when the designated time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to deliver from the law those who were subjected to it, so that we might receive our status as adopted sons. The proof that you are sons is the fact that God has sent forth into our hearts the Spirit of his Son, which cries out, Abba, Father. You are no longer a slave, but a son. And the fact that you are a son makes you an heir by God's design. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
And in the morning you will see his glory.
The Lord is coming.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Today you will know the Lord is coming.
When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father like a radiant bridegroom from the bridal chamber.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When the sun rises in the morning sky, you will see the King of Kings coming forth from the Father like a radiant bridegroom from the bridal chamber.
Christ Jesus emptied himself and took the form of a slave. He was tested like us in all things and did not sin. Let us worship him and pray to him with deep faith.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You came into the world heralding the new age foretold by the prophets.
Give your holy people the gift of renewal in every generation.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You once took on the weakness of our human condition.
Be light now for those who do not see, strength for the wavering, and comfort for the troubled of heart.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You were born into poverty and lowliness.
Look with favor on the poor and comfort them.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
By your birth, bring joy to all peoples with the promise of unending life.
Give joy to the dying through the hope of heavenly birth.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You came to earth to lead everyone into the kingdom.
Share your life of glory with those who have died.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
You are God with us. Hear these, our prayers.
By the power of your birth, comfort those who are saved.
With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have made this most sacred night radiant with the splendor of the true light, grant, we pray, that we, who have known the mysteries of his light on earth, may also delight in his gladness in heaven. who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.